With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Fires across the Los Angeles area have devastated entire neighborhoods and sent tens of thousands of people fleeing. At least 11 people are known to have been killed, more than 10,000 structures destroyed. President Biden announced an assistance program for people affected by those flames.
I also announced FEMA has turned on its critical needs assistance program. This program gives one-time payment of $750 to survivors so they can quickly purchase critical items like water, formula, gasoline, and prescription drugs.
Meanwhile, political observer Ben Domenech says California's historic fires are burning against the backdrop of a major war of ideologies when it comes to forest management.
And while you have, you know, the attitudes of people who think that nature should just be nature, there's the other perspective, a Christian perspective, that man should subdue the earth and that we should protect the houses and the lives, the livelihoods and the homes and businesses of families and Americans first.
Ben Domenech told the Salem Radio Network this week the fires are being fueled by undergrowth that should have been cleared away, but has been allowed to remain due to California's green forest management policies. House Republican leaders met with reporters this week.
On Tuesday, the day after Congress certified the 2024 presidential election for President-elect Donald Trump, House GOP leaders presented their plan to the press for working with the White House to deliver on promises made to the American people during the campaign. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
Our House majority is acting swiftly to advance important legislation that Joe Biden and the Democrats blatantly ignored.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise says the 30 new GOP members came ready to work.
And we have a lot of work to do to fix the mess that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrats have left behind.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Christian leaders in India have sent a letter. Michael Harrington has the details.
It was addressed to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and it calls on him to take action against the persecution of believers. More than 400 Indian clergymen and ministry leaders signed the letter, which points out that, quote, rising hate speech, especially from elected officials, has emboldened acts of violence against Christians. Mobs disrupt peaceful Christian gatherings and threaten believers with impunity. There was another surge in violence over the Christmas season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis has named Cardinal Robert McElroy of San Diego as the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. In so doing, he's tapping one of his most liberal allies to head the Catholic Church in the nation's capital, just as President Trump is about to begin a second term. McElroy has harshly criticized a campaign by some U.S. bishops who would exclude Catholic politicians who support abortion from receiving communion. This is SRN News. Austria's political transition is underway as talks begin to form a new government in that country. Here's correspondent Bethany Bell.
Until recently, the center-right People's Party, which came second in September's election, had ruled out a coalition with the Freedom Party. But now it says it's willing to work with the far right. The two parties have similar positions on migration, but disagree on aid for Ukraine and the European Union. On Thursday, tens of thousands of people protested against the Freedom Party being tasked with forming a government.
That is Bethany Bell reporting. The New Orleans Police Department on Friday released body camera footage capturing the deadly confrontation that ended the Bourbon Street terrorist attack. And that was on New Year's Day as an ISIS terrorist plowed his vehicle into the crowd. More of these stories at srnnews.com.